The Wyn Evans Show.
Online, on Alexa, and in your app store. This is The Wyn Evans Show. Ladies and gentlemen, close friends, distant relatives, plus ones still Googling who's getting married, welcome to today's wedding. Today we're gathered to perform a solemn ritual and to honour a decision between two people that have made a deep, soul-searching, gentle compromise. For Nigel, it was a massive compromise because he thought he was going to marry Ruth. And the realisation that literally nobody else texted in to marry him. We're here to celebrate the love between Nigel and Sheila, who have chosen to upgrade their relationship from two houses, two toothbrush, to a fully merged Netflix recommendations and joint bin duties. This isn't just a ceremony, this is an official moment in the Wyn Evans Show history where they both agree to tolerate each other's families, duvet hogging, although Sheila doesn't sound like she needs a duvet, if I'm honest. And the way one of you loads the dishwasher, that kind of stuff. Firstly, hello, Sheila.
Hello, Wyn.
You must be...
I almost fell along here dying laughing. Oh, dear. I couldn't have survived.
I think you'd be... Am I on speakerphone with you, Sheila, or not?
Didn't think so.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right then. Just to try and get the best quality possible. And then, obviously, I've got Nige there. Hiya, Nige. Nige?
Ooh.
Oh, God, Sheila, he's only gone and put the phone down. Sheila,
no.
Sheila, he's put the phone down. Hang on. I'll put Nige in. I'll put Nige in again. We may need a replacement. Oh, Nige is back. Nige.
Oh, I thought you were standing me up then.
Yeah, what happened there, Nige?
No, don't worry, Sheila. Don't worry. I don't know. Just something went out. I don't know.
Oh, well. Right. Here we are.
Are you, Reverend?
I'm all right, yeah. Here we are, in the eyes of Carmarthenshire King, me, to perform a legal-ish style wedding. Are you both happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to... If anybody wants to text in on the way, please, you know, get in touch. Helen the Dog Groomer said, has Nigel had cold feet? No, you haven't, have you, Nigel?
No. I did have a little bit of a wobble, but
yeah,
I'm back.
You had a wobble, yeah. So, Sheila, repeat after me. This is for you, Sheila, okay?
Yeah, come on, Sheila. Yeah. Put yourself together.
Yeah, God's sake, Sheila. Yeah, anybody would swear you're the giggly bride. Right.
Yeah, I'm a catch.
Sheila, repeat after me. I, Sheila, take you, Nigel.
I, Sheila, take you, Nigel.
To be my legally questionable partner for the next 10 or 15 minutes.
To be my legally questionable partner for the next 10, 15 minutes.
To share snacks and secrets and streaming passwords.
Share snacks and what?
Secrets and streaming passwords.
It's pardon, Sheila, not what.
Okay, obviously, Nigel, you won't be sharing the password for that website, but the rest, yeah?
Not a chance.
Yeah,
not a
right.
Chance.
I promise to pretend I don't mind, Sheila.
I promise to pretend not to mind, Sheila.
Yeah, if you watch episodes of Heartbeat without me.
To watch episodes of Heartbeat without me. Although I do like Heartbeat,
yeah,
actually.
But there we go. Well, good luck,
and
Nigel.
I do. We've got a thing in common, Sheila. Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
There we go.
I will love you when you're moody, and I will love you when you're right.
I'll love you when you're moody, and I'll love you when you're right.
But if we could just try and be honest for the next 10 and 15 minutes, the time we've got together.
If you can just try and be honest for the next 10 minutes, the time we're together.
Yeah, there we go. Nige, it's over to you now, if that's okay.
Yes, Reverend.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I, Nigel. Take you, Sheila.
Bridgewater Sheila, actually, to give her a full title.
Oh, pathetic. That was just so predictable. To be my co-pilot in life in the pub quizzes, you're going to have to get used to that laugh, mate. To be my co-pilot in life and in pub quizzes.
To be my co-pilot in life and in pub quizzes.
To stand by your side.
To stand by her side.
Unless you're being overly
dramatic.
Yeah. Unless you're being overly dramatic.
Unless you're being overly dramatic.
Which I think might be most of the time. In which case, I will stand just slightly behind you.
Which I think will be most of the time, in which case I will stand ever so slightly behind you.
I promise to laugh at your jokes.
I promise to laugh at your jokes.
To support your dreams.
To support your dreams.
But also never use your toothbrush unless it's an absolute emergency.
And also to never use your toothbrush unless it's an absolute emergency.
So there we go. And so, in the eyes of the loved ones with us today, and Lorraine in Lancashire says, run, Nige. And Brian says, run, Sheila. So there we go. I don't think...
Can I just say, Will?
Yeah, what?
Me and Sheila have spoken offline. We have got a connection already, but we will be having our first meeting as husband and wife at the walk in July. Big news.
You are joking.
No.
Will you, Reverend, to do that behind your back?
Is there any chance you'll be booking the Premier in, Nige? Just asking.
Well, I did say he could hold my hand.
Huh?
I said he could hold my hand if he wanted to. Oh,
yeah. Whoa now, Sheila, too much. Whoa now, let's calm it down a bit.
No, I'll keep it clean, because I said if I have to lose my glasses, I'm going to need a guy.
Oh, yeah, she's lost her glasses, Nige. She's lost her glasses, to be fair.
God, you didn't tell me you couldn't see, Sheila.
Yeah, yeah. Why the hell do you think she's marrying you, Nige? There is literally nobody else.
You know the other reason why I'm marrying you, don't you? It's because I'm only 5'1", and I'm hoping you're going to be taller.
Six foot two, Sheila.
6 foot 2.
Well, there you go, Sheila. Teach all the stuff I can.
And you could call the babies Mission Impossible. Right, and so, in the eyes of the loved ones and this terrible playlist that I have amassed for us today, I'd now like to pronounce you married as two people can be who've just literally sent a text in without alerting the tax office for a new text code. Yeah, what?
Wynn, I have a final request, please.
Oh, here we go.
Can I kiss the bride?
Hang on, Nige, hold back. You will in a minute. What is your final request, Sheila?
So, he said I was officially his first ever fan, and he said that I would have the first badge, and I'm still waiting. So could I have that as my wedding present, please?
A badge, Nige, you're going to have to get one of those. Can you get one of those make-it-own badge kits, though?
Yeah, and she can create and colour it in herself.
Yeah. That sounds, in fact, it sounds more than ideal.
We could do it together, Sheila.
I'm just saying, no effort from the men then, obviously.
if anybody knows...
Don't be needy already, Sheila, don't be needy.
I've forgotten a major part of this ceremony.
What's that?
If anybody knows of any legal impediment why Nigel and Sheila may not get married, can you now... text 07471 1414 1414, and you can't text for yourself because I'll
you
know.
Can't do that. I can't allow that because I think he's actually met his match.
I think he has. So, in the power invested in me, I now pronounce you joint owners of your own air fryers, and you may now kiss the bride.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend. That was absolutely lovely service.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to you both. You are now the first official married winners. Nigel and Sheila, go forth. Go forth in peace, my friends. And
I love you.
Jesus, it's too soon,
Whoa,
Sheila.
Whoa, that's a bit strong. Too soon. I'm not committing to that.
Thank you so much for doing this, and you're now... Oh, God. Oh, you're something. Lush to speak to you both. Love you!